Well, we're going to ad lib today. I am sorry about this. Okay, so basically in the two passages that we read, towards the end, we have stand firm. We have that at the end of Philippians, stand firm in the Lord. And then in Psalm 27, we have stand firm, wait for the Lord. And so my whole theme and thinking was around this whole concept of waiting today. And waiting is a difficult thing, but it relates to our Lenten experience. If you think about the fact that we started Ash Wednesday about 10 days ago, and then we come all the way towards Easter, 40 days out, we have Jesus in the wilderness last year, or last week, according to Barlow, he preached on Jesus in the wilderness. And Jesus was there for 40 days and 40 nights being tempted by the devil. And then as we move forward into the Lenten experience, we have this process of going through the Passion. So we have Jesus being betrayed, Jesus being disappointed, Jesus being denied by Peter. Then we move into the period of time where Jesus goes through the crucifixion and the beatings. And then finally, the resurrection. And that is our Lenten experience. We go through that same journey as we follow and walk with Christ. And what this is calling us to do here in Psalm 27 is to be aware, wait for the Lord, wait for God to reveal God's self to us. And I talked a lot about the fact that I am not a great waiter. I am not a patient person. In fact, even as I was preparing for this sermon, I was quite anxious and nervous this last time around. I haven't been, you know, in the pulpit that much. And so true confessions are that I had a whole box of Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies while I was preparing for this. And I don't know if they've really helped all that much anyway, because now I don't have my work with me. But anyway, waiting. I'm not a good waiter. I don't wait, and I'm not very patient, and I'm a type A personality. So this particular year, I am really working hard at trying to wait and to be patient for the Lord. And one of the ways I'm practicing doing that is I have about 12 or 15 miles of all kinds of hiking trails around my home. So I'll take my pups out, and I'll go out there, and I'll just talk to the Lord. And then I'll sing a worship song, I'll pray, I'll invite God to be present to me. I'm trying to learn how to slow my life down and actually experience Lent a little bit this year. So waiting for the Lord is very important. The other idea in this whole waiting thing is that, trying to remember what all I had in there. We live in a very instant gratification type of society. So I use the good to go when I'm on Highway 167. If we go to an amusement park or we go to a grocery store, I try to get the express checkouts and the self-service lines. I don't like to wait. I don't know how you all are in terms of patience. When I go on 405, I literally pull my hair out when I'm in the traffic. So I'm trying to say to myself, okay, God, how are you helping me to slow down and to relax and to wait? And of course, today I'm not real relaxed because I don't have my notes with me, but I'll be all right. So waiting is hard. Waiting is a hard concept for us. We have to think about how then will we move forward in our waiting? How can we try some new things with waiting? And I came up with some ideas. We can go out for a walk. We can try a new venture when we walk. When we wake up in the morning, we can pull out our Bible and try some new things with scripture reading, perhaps while you're drinking your cup of coffee or you have your hot tea in the morning. You can think about how is it that I can wait for the Lord. We can wait by being patient with people, being patient in listening to people, instead of being the first to talk or the first to share our experience. We can step back and wait. We can be waiting in prayer. So often, another area that I'm impatient in is if I'm praying for something and I want God to respond and answer and heal something or reconcile something, I'm not the most patient waiting for the answer. And God is saying to me, no, it's time to wait. It's time to be patient. It's time to consider that you don't have full control, that you need to allow God to intervene and work in those broken relationships. So waiting is a very important concept during Lent. And for me, I've been thinking about this throughout the Psalms. There's several places in the Psalms. Psalm 62, my soul waits patiently for the Lord. There's a lot of places where we are called and invited to be present, to open our hearts up, to open our minds up to God being present, ever present with us. That is the one thing that the psalmist is seeking in Psalm 27. He's seeking a sustaining relationship with the living God. And we can develop that during Lent, but also throughout our Christian walk. We can continue to develop that opportunity to listen and to be patient and to wait. Patience is very hard in our culture, because as I said, we are such an instant gratification society and we're highly oriented around technology, as we can see today. And it's hard to be patient because we expect immediate results. I know that even in my work, we look for immediate transactions, immediate results, immediate answers. And sometimes in life, that's what we're looking for too. We want God to intervene and give us an immediate way out or immediate direction. And what the psalmist is calling us to, and what Paul is calling us to in Philippians, is to stand firm, to take courage, to be patient, to wait, to live into our Lenten experience by being open to God coming to us and talking to us. So my prayer is that you will join me. You will join me this Lenten season in the waiting process. Amen.